from New York City, our studios. It is Roland Martin. What's going on this morning, Roland?
How the hell am I a guest? I've been on this show 4 years now.
I've got to be a guest, Roland, you got to be a guest.
Muppet, you a guest.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, then. You want to play
boys,
like that.
Boys, boys,
okay,
please.
Okay, our homeboy, our family, Roland Martin. You better now, Roland.
I can't be getting a check and I'm a guest. All right.
Boy, you rough. Hard to deal with.
That's right. That's the way we do it. Got to be here. Hey, folks, yesterday, this Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case gets crazy. Just every week there's something new. Well, yesterday, George Zimmerman's wife was thrown in jail, and arrested and thrown in jail, Shelly Zimmerman, for perjury, lying to the court. Joining us this morning is Natalie Jackson. She is one of the attorneys for the Trayvon Martin family. And Natalie, this is just unbelievable. And of course, they said she lied to the prosecutors when it came to how much money they had in terms of they collected. Did they have enough money when it comes to when it came to making the bond? And now we know, of course, Zimmerman, he had his bond revoked. And this is just a stunning development that speaks to also the credibility of both of them.
Yeah, Roland, we were stunned, too. You're right. This case has been like it's been a roller coaster. I'll tell you, I have the order of Zimmerman's revocation on his bond. And this order that the judge wrote, I'm going to read you a line of it. It says that there are several factors weighing against his release. This is a serious charge for which life may impose. The evidence against him is strong. He has been charged with one prior crime for which he went through pretrial diversion program, and he has an injunction lodged against him. The judge said, most importantly, though, is the fact that he has now demonstrated that he does not properly respect the law or the integrity of the judicial process. Those are strong words in a judicial order, Roland.
You're right. And then, look, when this thing goes to trial, all of a sudden, basically what he is saying is, trust me, take my word for it. It's going to be hard for his defense team to make a trust me argument when he's already lied to the court one time.
Yeah, and, you know, you're hearing analysts say that, you know, this kills any chance of him doing a stand your ground argument. Now, our team has already said that we didn't think that stand your ground applied to this case. But even if they thought to do it, many legal analysts say the judge has said he doesn't believe you in this order. So, you know, you're probably going to see a jury trial in this case.
Of course, the folks who are listening, I mean, do understand, she could very well get jail time for perjury. I mean, if there's one thing the court cannot stand is when you lie to the court.
Yeah, Shelly Zimmerman, she's charged with a third-degree felony. So in Florida, that's punishable up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. You cannot lie to the court. I think the prosecutor sent a very strong message to any witness in any case that you have to come into court and you have to tell the judge the truth, because that's what our judicial system is based on.
Yesterday, the Florida panel met regarding the Stand Your Ground law. Trayvon Martin's parents delivered thousands and thousands of petitions to them. Do you think that there potentially will be some movement to deal with the Stand Your Ground law, to even have it modified in Florida as a result of all of this attention and pressure being brought to bear?
I think there will. And it's very important to know that the parents of Trayvon Martin, they didn't ask for a revocation of Stand Your Ground. What they asked for is an amendment to clarify some things. They asked, there's a part of Stand Your Ground that says you can be the initial aggressor and you can still claim Stand Your Ground. I don't think anyone thinks that makes sense. If you are the person that is starting a fight, you should not be able to claim Stand Your Ground and be immune from arrest. You should have to go to court and prove why you hurt someone or killed someone.
And of course, you know, we've talked about ALEC, that particular group that sponsored the Stand Your Ground law. Johnson & Johnson yesterday pulled out of that group as well. And so beyond Florida, people are looking at Stand Your Ground in a number of states across the country that have passed those laws. And so we'll stay on top of this, but this case gets crazier. I mean, my goodness, who else is going to get thrown in jail at the rate they're going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, We don't know. It's a roller coaster.
It's a crazy story.
All Natalie's saying, I'm going to tell the truth if the judge called me.
Okay.
You know that's right.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson.
Natalie Jackson, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Roland Martin. Great
thank
job,
you,
as
guest,
always.
Thank you, guest Roland Martin.
No, never.
Yes, yes.
I
yes,
will
thank
never.
You, guest
I apologize.
Host.
I apologize. I'll never refer to you as guest again, there, Roland.
That's right.
No, it's a little sensitive.
Yeah, yeah, a little sensitive right there.
How you gonna call me guest?
Oh, and then the voice gets higher. Okay.
Hey, is Sybil a guest? Hey, Sybil, I'm glad you guest hosting. Only been here about 30 years.